for it sometimes.
Sally?
Yeah, it's like Sally, but...
I wouldn't know otherwise.
Oh, let's see. Abraham's... What's his wife? Yeah, Abraham's wife in the Bible. Oh, there's a judge in Texas, a woman, whose last name is Hughes, and her first name is this. Okay. I can't think of any other.
I don't know that.
Oh, a woman who conducts school is a...
Teacher.
Okay, any other words?
Well, in Catholic school, it's called a sister. Those that are ordained for the purpose, the sisters.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you had ever met Robert E. Lee...
That what?
If you had ever met Robert E. Lee, you probably wouldn't call him Mr. Lee, but you'd call him by his title.
General Lee.
Okay, and... The old man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The white suit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, the captain or is it general? I know it's a real name. I can't think of it.
Okay. A man who presides over the county court is a...
A judge.
Okay, all right. A boy or a girl in school is a...
A boy or a girl in school student.
Okay. Any other words for it?
Well, scholar.
Okay. A person in an office who handles the boss's mail and handles the boss's...
Secretary.
Okay. A man on the stage would be an actor and a woman would be an
actress.
Okay. And, let's see. Oh, what would you call white people who are real poor and never work and they're lazy, you know, and they don't want to work?
Shiftless.
Okay, any other words for people like that?
I can't think right now.
Okay. Well, is there a different name for black people who are that way?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I never had to get that much thought about that. When I know if people are like that, I just take it for granted that they go with that.
Yeah, okay. What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and who never comes to town, you know, and who doesn't know anything about town, and, you know, he's unsophisticated and you can spot him just right?
You can hardly call it illiterate, that would be right. I wouldn't know what word to use for that.
Okay. This part of your face up here.
What?
If a man lets his... If man doesn't shave every morning, he'll grow a...
He'd grow whiskers.
Okay.
He was only on this side of his brain sides.
Oh, okay.
Then his goatee, then his mustache.
Uh-huh, okay. What if he has a full...
That's full beard.
Okay.
This is goatee here.
Uh-huh.
Goatee, what's his name? On some old time Civil War man.
Yeah.
General had a long pointy goatee. I forgot the word.
You sure don't see, you know, too much.
I tried to raise a mustache one time 5 years ago. Nick bothered me. I shaved it off again.
Yeah, I would think.
I would see what people see with that darn hair on his face.
I think it'd be scratchy. I mean, I think it would itch. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but it seems like it would. You think it'd be hot?
Huh?
You think it'd be hot if they had a big...
You would think it is. Now, my father-in-law, Hart Daddy, used to have a great big beard in the winter. He was a little man, about 5 feet, but he had a great big beard.
Huh.
Said his wife, it's warm, they didn't have to wear a necktie.
Well, I guess so. Where would a storekeeper keep his pencil if he wasn't using it?
Writing desk.
Okay, or he might, if you want to keep it handy, you might keep it...
Oh, above his ear, behind his ear.
Okay, which ear, probably?
Well, I imagine if you're right-handed man, you're in the right-hand ear. I never could make a pencil just sit in my ear. My ear, it just flicks out instead of sitting back in
there. Oh, he keeps his pencil there? Huh. Where would he keep it if he was left-handed?
Probably left ear,
okay.
I imagine.
Okay, all right.
I have seen very few left-handed people in my lifetime.
My husband's left-handed.
My librarian here is left-handed. One lady in the store, check if she's left-handed. Mm-hmm. You have this peculiar way of holding the pencil.
Yeah, Buddy does, and he doesn't... His writing is terrible, too.
They should teach left-hand writing in schools. You can lose your right hand very easy.
Yeah.